Amelia last name Jensen, Jensen. From People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
How long have you worked there?
Well, actually, I started with an internship at PETA in the fall of 2010, and then directly after that, they offered me a position, and I accepted.
Can I ask what animal is most commonly abused?
Well, you know, if we're talking about domestic animals, then the most common species we see are cats, specifically ferals and outdoor cats who are abused by strangers. And we also see a lot of dogs, abuse to dogs.
Yeah.
And then that's generally neglect and general abuse to people, you know, abusing their own animals. Though we do see a lot of dogs harmed by neighbors because of barking and things like that. And then we also see a lot of abuse to horses, and that's often people neglecting their own horses. But we see a lot of physical abuse in the racehorsing industry.
Yeah. Anything you can say about abuses to animals that people commonly eat?
Well, the animals that people are eating, fish would definitely be the most abused animal. They are killed by the billions every year in, you know, the most horrific of ways, where they're, you know, suffocated, stomped to death, crushed, tangled in netting, and these animals have no legal protection at all. If you're talking about non-sea animals, then I would say chickens. They suffer incredible abuse. You know, from day one, they have their beaks cut off. They live their lives in these filthy, tiny wire cages where they can barely spread a single wing. Then they're sent off to slaughter in all kinds of weather conditions, and they're often scalded in defeathering tanks and slaughtered, have their throats split while they are still fully conscious.
Yeah.
So, and these chickens, they're killed by the billions every year in the U.S. So there's a high volume of both fish and chickens that are killed for the meat industry.
Yeah. For domesticated animals, what kind of cruelty is most often committed?
Well, unfortunately, we can't see what goes on behind closed doors. But what we do see is often inadequate food, inadequate shelter, animals left out in all elements, you know, in the snow, in the sweltering heat, without water, or they'll be chained to a barrel and unable to access any kind of water or food, or they'll get tangled up in it. Of course, pit bulls we see, as far as dogs go, the most neglected and abused of animals. They're chained and forgotten about. They're physically hit and kicked to toughen them up and make them better guard dogs, so to speak. They're used to fight other animals. They're starved, and far, far, far worse.
Yeah. What are the steps that you take to rescue animals from an abuse situation?
Well, what we do here at PETA is we receive a report. You know, somebody calls in, or we receive an email, or somebody just, you know, reports to us what's going on. And then the next step is to get documentation. So we ask for photos or videos from the complainant, or we, you know, go out there and actually have a caseworker see what's going on. If we deem it's an actionable complaint, then it will go to a caseworker. And the caseworker does, you know, depending on the situation, they may call law enforcement and push for immediate seizure of the animal and a citation of the owner. We may send a letter to the owner to try to get them to call us back so we can talk to them directly and try to work something out with them and help them to help the animal. If law enforcement isn't helping, we may issue an action alert where employee will email our members and have them, you know, take an action that could help this animal. And so those are the basic steps that we take here.
Yeah. Is it hard to integrate domestic animals into a new home after they have been abused?
Most animals can be rehomed without much effort. Sometimes chained or beaten dogs will develop aggression, which renders them unadoptable. Some animals are so thin they have to be monitored by a vet while they put weight back on. Sometimes there are injuries that need to be treated and so on. But usually it isn't too hard as long as the new owners are, you know, willing to invest the time and energy and care that it takes with these animals who, you know, many of them have never even lived in a house before.
How do you handle it personally when or if you see abused animals?
Well, personally, in my position, I don't work hands-on with animals that have been abused. I would refer them immediately to our Cruelty Investigations Department, which they can be contacted at cidinfo@peta.org.
Have you adopted any animals?
Well, if you're talking about me personally, then yes, I have. My family has always adopted from shelters. We used to take in kittens that had been abandoned and, you know, raise them from, foster them and take care of them like their mommies would have. So I've always had a soft spot for animals. But if you're talking about PETA in general, we do have a community animal project, CAP. And we take adoptable animals to the local SPCA, and sometimes PETA staffers will foster them and ultimately end up adopting them as well.
How do you make more people aware of animal abuse?
Well, PETA works through public education, cruelty investigations, research, animal rescue, legislation, special events, celebrity involvement, protest campaigns. We work, you know, with people who email us. So we do a lot to get the word out, and we cover a lot of territory all around the world, really. We correspond with people.
What's the most rewarding aspect of this job?
The most rewarding aspect is each and every day I know that I'm making a difference. You know, sometimes maybe it'll be a small difference, sometimes it's a huge difference, but I'm making a difference in lives that desperately need it. You know, there are animals that people have forgotten about, or people just don't know what's going on to them, you know, in the meat industries, in the entertainment industry, for animal experimentation, and just like we've been discussing, companion animals. You know, these are important issues, and it feels great to help raise awareness about them.
How successful do you feel PETA has been?
Well, in our 30 years since we were founded, we have over 3 million members and supporters worldwide. We were able to have the first prosecution against animal vivisectors, and that was a historic case, the spring monkeys case. We have raised standards in industries all across the board, and we have become a household name for people. And we are someone who, we don't turn anybody away. So anybody who needs help helping animals, we are there for them.
How do you answer people who accuse you of being too radical?
Well, I would say that, you know, PETA, we are a small nonprofit organization, and we are up against billion-dollar corporations. So, you know, it takes a lot to get attention to these issues. People often don't want to talk about them. They don't want to hear about them. If we just send a news clip of animals being abused, you know, to the news, it's not going to get airtime. Whereas if we do something a little, you know, racier, a little more titillating, then, you know, people are covering it all across the country.
Yeah.
So it's really an important tactic we use to get the word out, because, you know, our bottom line is helping animals, and, you know, we're not afraid to do something silly in order to get that message out.